USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In order to save lives, Oklahoma lawmakers on Thursday gave final approval to a bill that would ban nearly all abortions and would allow private citizens to sue anyone who helps a woman terminate a pregnancy. Republican Governor Kevin Stitt on Fox News.
I represent 4 million Oklahomans. I don't know how much clearer we can be. We believe life begins at conception, and we're going to protect life in Oklahoma.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention Director, Rochelle Walensky, immediately authorized booster shots of the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine for children between the ages of 5 and 11. This age group was the least affected by the virus during the pandemic. New unemployment claims are beginning to climb up again. That's according to new data released by the Labor Department on Thursday. The number of jobless claims rose by 21,000 to 218,000 for the week ending May 14th. USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click apply. Answer a few questions and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control. And you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. ethosliferadio.com. Go get your quote now.
President Biden is heading abroad with scheduled trips to South Korea and Japan over the next 4 days. He will attend the Quad Summit, also in Japan. Japan, Australia, India, and the United States meet to strengthen our shared values. Former Assistant Secretary of State Robert Charles on Fox News Friday morning.
Everything happening with Russia is unfortunate, but it is not as significant as what China presents as a threat to the country. So we need to be saying straightforwardly that we are there in that region. We have vital national interests in that region. You know, the Solomon Islands that China just developed a relationship with, and it looks like might try to militarize. We lost so many soldiers on the Solomon Islands in World War II. Biden ought to be talking about that. He ought to be talking about the fact that we have security interests in that region to defend our allies, including Taiwan, and we will be doing that. So at the end of the day, this is a security trip. This is not an economic trip.
The Quad Summit is Tuesday, the 24th. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves explained that if Roe v. Wade is overturned by the Supreme Court, his state has an automatic mechanism law that would ban abortion except in cases of rape and life-threatening situations for the mother.
I believe that the American people are on our side. If the if the Mississippi law is upheld and 15 weeks is in fact allowed, then obviously Mississippi moves in the right direction, but I will tell you, even so, there will still be 39 out of 42 countries in Europe that have more restrictions on abortion than Mississippi did if, in fact, the court just simply upholds our law. That's the reason that we went further and asked for a Roe v. Wade to be overturned. But we believe that the American people are not for abortion on demand. We think clearly a vast majority of Americans do not want abortions allowed in the third trimester. And that's why it's so shocking that 49 United States senators voted last week to allow unlimited abortions all the way up to the birth of the baby. And all 49 of those were Democrats.
Boeing launched its Starliner spacecraft designed to transport astronauts to and from the International Space Station on an uncrewed test mission towards the ISS. Boeing's goal is to prove the spacecraft can dock with the ISS. It must succeed before it can move on to a mission with people on board. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.